أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. This video is not only for the youth, but I hope many parents out there about to find a suitor for their child, or will be in the near future, or have been for years trying to find someone, will also stumble across this small advice to marriage. In the previous lectures, I had stated finding a religious spouse is a priority over a wealthy one. But there is much more to this idea in the Islamic society at large. We have a huge issue today as Muslims, and that is culture. Many are following culture to override what Allah gave us through seeing our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, life and his Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. There are some cultures that the woman has to furnish the home and the man pays a high dowry. But what does Islam say? First, it's better for a woman to ask for a lower dowry. Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam has declared, "Do not set substantial mahr for the woman, and do not compete in its excess, for this causes enmity." We must not be so uncompromised in the determining mahr so as to hamper the marriage of young adults. We must refrain from excess in determining an appropriate and moderate mahr that benefits the standing of engaged couples and the social station of their families, and it also is compatible with the financial needs of the husband-to-be. Second, women do not need to furnish a whole house. Nowhere I have seen an Islamic source does a woman have to furnish at home at all. Number 3. Marrying young, this is better for you. The noble Prophet has said, "Virgin girls are like fruits on trees. If not plucked in time, the sun will rot them and the wind will disperse them. When girls reach maturity and their sexual instincts arise, like that of women, their only remedy is marriage. If they aren't married, they are prone to moral corruption. It is because they are human beings, and human beings are prone to making mistakes." Number 4. Marrying the religious and righteous person. So please, listen to this small advice from a very small servant. If culture is conflicting Islamic principles and views, then we need to rethink our priorities. Are we after pleasing Allah in this world or the people?
وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.